Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video, it's called How Blue Jeans Were Invented by TED-Ed, and it's called The Moments of Vision, so let's take a look at today's sentence. Jeans continue to be modified and diversified over the years, eventually becoming an everyday fashion item for both work and play by the 1960s. Today, 96% of American consumers own at least one, if not many, pairs of jeans. Jeans continue to be modified and diversified over the years, eventually becoming an everyday fashion item for both work and play by the 1960s. Today, 96% of American consumers own at least one, if not many, pair of jeans. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 modify， modify 呢指的是修改的意思，它的 join 在 mo 的地方发 ma， 嘴巴上下拉开的感觉 ，di 呢发短音 a modify， fy 呢是发 i 的音，那我们可以说 I want to modify my shipping method before I continue to payment， 在我付款之前呢，我想要更改我的运送的方式，那它的名词呢则是 modification，modification 的作用在 c a 的地方，前面发 modif，m o 一样，嘴巴上下拉长 d i f i， 这边发短音 a modif， 然后重音在 c a 发 a 的长音 modification 是改变的意思。那我们这边的动词呢，我们会用 make modifications， 那我们可以说 I think modifications ought to be made in terms of the wording on this page， 我认为呢这个页面上面的用字呢可能会需要稍微改变一下，要修改一下。 再我们要来看的是 diversify，diversify 呢指的是使多样化的意思，它的形容词原型呢是 diverse， 指的是不同的或者是互异的，那我们可以说 The themes of the summer camp are quite diverse， 这个夏令营的主题呢非常不同，非常就是多元这样子，那它的动词就是 diversify， 指的就是使多样化，那还有另外一个名词呢则是 diversity， 指的是多样性的意思，举例来说呢 This school has the most diversity among the region， 这所学校呢在这个区域里面最具多样性。再我们要来看是 eventually，eventually 呢指的是最终啊或者是终于的意思，那它的终于在 ven 的地方发 ven 的音 tual， 这边发 tual eventually。 举例来说呢 words actually do hurt people and eventually you're going to have to apologize for that， 就是你的言语呢其实还是会伤人的，而且最终你也必须为此道歉。再我们要来看的是 fashion， fashion 呢指的是风尚或是流行的东西的意思，那它的重音在 fa 的地方发 fa 的音 a fashion。 那如果要讲一个东西正在流行的话呢，我们可以说 it is in fashion or it is trendy。 最后我们要来看的是 consumer，consumer 呢指的是消费者或是消耗者的意思，因为它的动词原形 consume 呢是消耗的意思。那回到 consumer 这边指的就是有付钱的人，它跟 customer 不一样的是说，如果来逛一间店的人呢，他其实就可以称之为是 customer， 他是一个顾客。可是要有消费有花费的人呢，才会称作是 consumer。那它的动词呢则是消费 consume， 重音是在 s u m e 这边发 um 的音。 那我们可以说 Among all sports that I do, including jogging, yoga, and swimming, I think swimming consumes the most energy each time. 在我会做的所有运动当中呢，包括可能跑步啊、瑜伽跟游泳，我认为呢，游泳呢是最消耗体力的一个。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Jeans continue to be modified and diversified over the years, eventually becoming an everyday fashion item for both work and play by the 1960s. Today, 96% of American consumers own at least one, if not many, pair of jeans. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!